Hey, everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Leah. Hey, Leah.
Hi.
And Amanda. Hey, Amanda.
Hello.
This is our second book of our January Wednesday Sip and Discuss lineups.
Yes, it is.
And the only hope we have is that this month can only go up from last week. Right? Everything has to be better. I have to believe this.
I mean, last week was pretty rough. I'll give you that.
Last week,
the bar is not high.
The bar is not very high.
If you're part of the Buzzing About Romance Patreon, today we announced February's lineup, and we announced it in Discord yesterday. This is the first time that I've released a lineup that I have gotten so many responses from people with how excited they are for the coming books.
Yay.
And I was like, okay.
Oh. Apparently we're doing something right.
Maybe. I mean, I'm not really...
February, at least.
I'm not counting on that we're doing things right, because... I mean, have you met us?
I mean...
I have.
Thanks, Jenny. Jenny says that with like some slight, like begrudgingly, like I've met you,
almost regret in that tone.
Wow, Jenny, throwing shade already.
Yeah.
I mean, we've also met myself.
Crike. Okay, so our theme for January is that we picked books that were either published or acquired by the Harlequin publishing house or authors that got their start at Harlequin. So this week we picked one of my very most favorite Harlequin category authors. And I do have to say I owe an apology to Stacy because she thought this book took place in Colorado. And I was like, yeah. And then I realized this one does not. So we'll talk about how this one falls into the world of the Westmorelands as we get into this review here a little bit. So on this episode of Sip and Discuss, we are diving into the world of Brenda Jackson's Westmorelands with The Rancher Returns by Brenda Jackson. This is part of her Westmoreland Legacy series. So these, well, we'll get into it on the second half. Who wants to say all the things?
I can.
Go for it.
So this was released October 4th of 2016. It is a category. It was a Harlequin Desire book. The tropes are close proximity, reformed playboy, military, opposites attract. It is the Westmoreland Legacy. These are honorary Westmorelands, but we'll talk about that a little bit more. It is a series of standalones. It is dual third person point of view. The put out percentage is 64%. The audio narrator, if you do the audiobook, is Sean Crisden. He is delightful to listen to, by the way.
Delightful.
It is available everywhere, and the audio is in Hoopla.
Also, I should add that this absolutely the series, because I did go on and read book two and book three in this series.
I read book two as well. I didn't do book three yet.
Found family, which the fact that he's in military absolutely fits into this vein.
Yeah.
So there's absolute found family vibes. So the fact that they're honorary Westmorelands, it makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's talk about these characters. First of all, was this your first Brenda Jackson?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes. No. Okay. Jenny, did you like her writing? Did you like her writing?
I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, after doing that interview on Sunday with the category authors, I didn't realize just how magical, but also how no holds barred you can be in category romance. Like, if you want a princess to marry a cult leader, they're fine with it as long as you hit the certain things that you need to hit.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. Like, category has its formula and its, like, process. But if you think about some of the category that you have read in the past, which we've all read a decent amount of it, like some of the stories are a little bit crazy.
Yeah,
I
they are.
did read The Hypnotic.
Did you? I have it saved. I was like,
I have not dove into that one
I
yet,
did.
but I shall be.
I understand why it's Maisie Yates' favorite category she's ever read, because,
You
or her favorite Friends to Lovers, because if more Friends to Lovers were like that,
would actually like
I
Friends
could
to
read them. It
Lovers.
would be a favorite trope.
She just needs some hypnotized.
Right? The consent
I'm
is a
in.
little wobbly in that book, just so we're all clear.
Which we also enjoy, so it kind of works out.
So like we said, this book is a spin-off of the original Westmoreland series. And the Westmoreland is a multi-generational family. You have oil and gas people because there's this Alaskan family. You have some that are in Hollywood. You have sheep farmers in the Rocky Mountains. And then obviously military, because the connection for this book is one of his buddies,
His teammates.
yeah, Bane. Bane is a Westmoreland. So, and that, if you make it to the epilogue, that's who's getting married in the epilogue.
Well, remarried.
Or remarried. Remarried.
Dowry, no?
Now, my question is, does Bane have a book?
He does.
Okay.
I'm assuming so,
He
since
does.
Yeah.
he's
I would hope so, because honestly, I didn't go searching, but I am intrigued by
Because
like
I
his
went
story.
in searching for just this book on Hoopla and just put in Brenda Jackson and
Oh.
was like,
Oh. Yeah, she has a lot of books.
She's like a 6-book-a-year Harlequin
Yeah, and
category
then
author.
like there's a lot
Which
of
is uncommon.
Westmorelands. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot. Well, and the Westmorelands are very vast.
They're very
Well, and
vast.
Hoopla isn't the greatest at like putting things in series
Search.
and like
Yeah.
clicking, and it all just goes, yeah,
Yeah.
it's a mess.
So this book features Viper Blake, or Gavin Viper Blake, a Navy SEAL, along with his teammates Bane, Westmoreland, Mac, Coop, and Flipper. If you had to pick a teammate, do you have one whose book you're most interested in? Because we do meet the guys.
Yeah, I think I wonder if Mac has one too because he's already
He does.
married, but he's been married for a long time. So I think I would be interested in his to like go back and read his the most.
Yeah. So Gavin Viper Blake is a Navy SEAL, but he was. I rolled my eyes at him so much. Like,
Yeah,
he thought he
that's
was
fair.
so smooth, but
He was a cocky son of a bitch.
he was not smooth. He was almost cringy, creepy,
Little
weirdo.
bit.
Yeah, there was definitely times where I'm like, dude, I would have liked
Well, she
punched
does.
you in
Like,
the, yeah,
she
like I
rolls
would have
her
been
eyes.
more
She
violent
literally, at
than
one point,
her.
she's like, I rolled my eyes.
Yeah, but then she like kisses him. So I was
Well,
kind
that's
of like
true.
rolling my eyes at both of them a little bit. I was like, all right, you
Apparently, she
two.
likes that corn
But
just a little bit.
it was funny though.
It was.
Oh yeah, as Stacy points out, he's the third.
He is the third. That is true. And I do like, so that's something that I really like because we got kind of their family history without 700 pages.
Right.
Well, because like that's the thing, like he became a SEAL because his dad was a SEAL, his grandfather was a SEAL. Like he set out to prove to himself that he was capable of doing it. Like he did love the ranch and loved being there, but like at the same time, he really wanted to live up to the name of Gavin Blake.
Yeah.
But he wasn't obnoxious about it. I mean, aside from when he was talking to her about stuff, but like he was just very like sure of himself and like what he wanted, which I appreciate because we don't always get that. Like a lot of times people in romance, like they go to the service to run away or like, yes, there is like I'm stereotyping there a little bit, but like a good chunk of them like are they're
Yeah.
going to run away.
Well, and
But
I
his
think
wasn't that.
it's fair if he's a SEAL, right? Like he's done a little extra work. Like,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. But I also don't feel like him being a seal was his entire personality either, right. Which, you know, I struggle sometimes with the military romances because they're so pro-military and sometimes it comes off as military fetish. And that's a struggle I have. And in this book, I didn't feel like it was part of his identity, but it was not his whole identity.
Well, and I think part of it is because the way Brenda Jackson wrote his character, like she even talked about like how when he comes home, like he really kind of just shuts that part off and he really focuses on the ranch and the ranch's needs. Like, so he can compartmentalize really well. Hey, that one came out real good.
You are saying the big words tonight.
So he can make that differential. So it worked better with his story.
It was there and now it's gone.
No, words are hard today.
Should have pointed it out.
Amanda, you tend to read quite a bit of military romance.
Do.
As far as military romances go, do you feel like this was a good representation or even a good get your feet wet to see if it's going to bug you kind of vibe?
Yeah, I think so. You know, kind of like Leah was saying, like he does a good job of compartmentalizing. Now I can't say it, but he is able to separate that. So I think you can kind of get the idea of that lifestyle a little bit with this, but I do feel like it was more focused on the ranch. But yeah, I think it would be a good fit for somebody who was new to military romance to see if that kind of hero kind of sparks your interest.
Yeah. How did we feel about his playboyness and his I'm going to Mississippi because this takes place in Missouri. But he kept saying, you know, if she didn't do whatever, if you don't kiss him again, he was going to Mississippi to the bartender. I just kept thinking that poor girl. Like,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Like that. I mean. Well, and then he was like, oh, I'm going to go into town and find somebody. Right. Then I was like, all right, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's when I was like, man, you're a jerk.
Yeah. But then they go to the movies. So I was like, okay. I was like, but, you know, if he had ended up going to town, I would have probably had a problem.
Well, I had a moment where I was like, he must think he is super all that and a bag of chips. And really the whole time, all I'm thinking is, you really aren't all that, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that too, like, that's a good representation too of like him being that kind of SEAL persona, because there it's almost like a professional athlete. Like, if you've reached that level in the military, like, you have that sort of, you know, you have to have some sort of like swagger, some sort of, you know, confidence.
Well, you have
in yourself
to
get there
too.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, but you know. Words are hard.
I do think that he had the ego of an elite military operative, right? Like, and again, it is so fascinating to me. This book was what, 257 pages? She conveyed so much character, description, insight in such a short amount of pages.
But that's the magic of category.
Yeah, and I think it's the magic of instant love. Or instant lust, at least.
Yeah.
You know, you get past that. We're not dancing around this. Like, we are both supremely attracted to each other.
Yeah. I mean, Layla does fight
I love it.
He tries
I'm not,
to fight
you know,
it, though.
For, like, 5 minutes.
But did you...
Girl gets in real fast, but she tried.
And I know Jenny doesn't really love instant attraction or instant lust. Did you buy into their attraction?
I struggled a little bit, yeah. Like, because it was really quick. Like,
like rocket.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so I did struggle a little bit, but I know that, like, not everybody's love story is the same. So I can buy it, if that makes sense. It's just not my favorite. Yeah.
Well, and I have to feel like... Grandma was laying some groundwork
Oh, yeah.
Before he got there. So I feel like there was
100%
off page.
Like her trip that she just had to take.
For a library that she's retired. That she's retired from. She's a retired librarian.
Yeah.
Like her trip. That's only the weekend.
She went to Cincinnati for a whole week with her friends.
Like she was up to no good.
They were out in the best at the casinos. I bet.
I bet they were.
That's what I always picture.
The grandma's doing. You
know, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about Layla. I loved that she was so unexpected as far as like her career, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, archaeologist. But she's chasing after Jesse James' treasure, right? Is that who it was?
Yes.
Jesse. Yeah.
Yes.
And which I thought was an interesting like person to choose.
Yeah, I thought that was like, you know, that was a good little like just kind of fun fact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was really fun. I liked her character. She does come off as smart, forward thinking. She is young, but they explain why she's so young, having the career that she has and her drive for what she does.
Right.
So I really did.
She, I mean, aside from the fact that she like gives in to him fairly easily because the lust just overtakes her essentially. Aside from that, like I really, really enjoyed her character. Like she is smart. She is driven. She is confident. Like she has those moments of insecurity when she's like, well, what if I'm wrong? Then like it proves everybody right. But I mean, you're not human if you don't have those moments. No. But I think that was one thing I really liked about her character. Like she was so confident that she did the work. She studied. She planned. She plotted. Like she knew this was there. And his grandmother was the only person who believed her, like full confidence. And I thought that was a really great aspect to the story, too.
And his grandmother, you know, giving permission for this to happen, especially mm-hmm. in the plot of land that is his favorite and his space. Yeah. I like the conflict that added because it lent itself. She could have gone either way, right? Like you could have, because there was no third act breakup in this book. Right. Although there was some third act stupidity.
Well,
yeah, I mean, they had a moment. I mean, she was supposedly on an expired time frame here.
Right.
You know, so.
And he wasn't the best communicator at all.
I mean, dude didn't need to communicate. He had the swagger.
Well, grandma helped again, so
like, no, seriously, grandma's like the saving grace of this book. Like she gets them together essentially. She's like, you're being a dumbass, you need to tell her these things.
But the conflict I think was well done because it could have gone either way, but it also felt really realistic. Like they were on a timeline that could have expired. You know, people had to man up and say words. But she, too, had to man up and say words. She could have. Yeah. She wasn't very clear that I'm.
But I feel like with her, it didn't bug me as much because she was younger. Like her age, like it didn't annoy me that she wasn't as open and forthright as like he should have been because she was only 26. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I also felt like they had really great romantic chemistry and tension between the two of them, the banter in this book. And that's something I always expect going into a Brenda Jackson book is we are going to get some intense banter, some sassy banter. I will say her dirty talk needs to like felt a little cringe.
But I wonder if it, because she's still writing.
She is.
And I've read some of her newer stuff, and I don't think it's as bad. I think part of it is the fact that this book is almost 10 years old, where, like, and that's the thing.
Stop
too,
telling
like,
your lies. Ages... 2016 was just 2 years ago, Leah.
I wish.
I'm only 40 years old. Stop telling
like,
your
her
lies.
Her newer books don't have, like, as much, like, the cheese factor when it comes to some of that stuff. And I think it's just the age of the book, which it isn't a bad thing. Like the book is well done. The book is well written and all those things. It's just the style in which some of those scenes are written now, they flow differently
yeah
than they did 10 years ago.
Well, and this was pre-Me Too also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you, I have to wonder, so there were some subplots in this story. The one I was kind of like, what? There was like a romantic suspense element.
Yeah, I wasn't anticipating that to happen the way it did.
Really? Oh, I knew it was going to happen.
Oh, I definitely yelled. And my kids were like,
not a clue.
Okay, but going back.
The minute he said that, like, his mom was left and never came back, and his grandma was like, oh, but she loved you. And I was like, oh, something happened to mama. I was like,
yeah.
See,
well, I figured something happened too, but I didn't think it would be what happened.
As soon as he got the call, I was like, oh, it's his mom. And my kids are like, what the heck? Like, you're our mom. Like,
yeah, I did not call that one.
But going back, the Easter eggs were there. She was laying the breadcrumbs for the story. I just didn't pick them up. She was putting down.
I did not pick up those breadcrumbs either. But I did love the grandma's relationship that was like hidden. He's like, I think something's going on.
Oh, with the branch manager? Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I would also say, to go back to maybe like the style she was writing before I forget. But I feel like this could have been almost a historical. Like, you could have changed a few things in this book and it could have easily been a historical category. Yeah. Like, just the way that she kind of like, she could have left tech out of it a little bit, and like, I don't think it would have taken very much work at all to turn it into historical. And I think that maybe like looking at it that way, and I think the cheese factor didn't bother me as much. And
yeah, I think that's fair.
That way.
When you are in your historical, like, for.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have so many things to say Sunday, but
And that's the thing. Like, I was like, I had read like two or three like newer contemporaries right before I read this one. So like the flow is definitely different.
Oh, yeah.
But had I went from a historical to this one, I think I would have felt the same way that you did.
Yeah. And I'm reading like a one from like 1992. So yeah, I was probably a little more amenable to that style.
Yeah.
Well, and we also have to think about this a little bit too. Brenda Jackson is an author that has been publishing since 1999.
Yeah.
And she's been in category for a very long time. So she does have a rhythm. And I do wonder how much of her stuff does she update or feel like she has to hit certain trends? Or is she just telling the stories the way she wants to tell stories and what her readership expects her to tell? Because you have to imagine her readership is probably a little older.
Yeah.
And it's going to be our moms that read it. Our aunts that read category are going to be the bulk of her readership. So less tech, more, a little bit more cheesy soap opera-y vibe, you know?
Like, yeah, I definitely got the like soap opera vibes.
Yeah, like a body? Where did a body come from?
I expect a fire? That from category though.
Do you? But I have to say, though, for this book almost being 10 years old, as Leah's like telling lies about what year it is and everything, I think it holds up. I think it's a really solid story. I think if you're reading romance right now, picking that up, you would be fine.
Like, there were a couple little things when it came to the tech stuff, but aside from that, like, it doesn't. Like, they were going to see a Julia Roberts movie at the movie theater.
Right? Yeah.
But I was
trying to place it. I was, what are they?
Yeah, I was like,
watching?
Which Julia Roberts movie are they seeing? Like, because she was very popular 10 years ago, and like, she isn't acting like at all anymore. So, like, it's just a couple little things like that that you're like, But then you look at the year and you're like, oh, it makes sense. But it was like, if you made that book now, just like insert different actress name and it would be fine. Like, but yeah, it holds up well. Like, there's not a lot of out of date, which I appreciate.
So we hinted a little bit about the grandma's sub story. I really was excited that they were getting married and like she was moving in with him. I really liked
I would have liked like a little wedding bonus epilogue.
I thought we were going to get that at first when they went to the epilogue. I thought it was going to be their wedding and then it turned out to be his teammates. I was like, oh, I want a grandma.
We didn't need the teammate. We needed the grandma.
Right?
I mean, the teammate was nice, but not necessary.
I mean, I do like Grandma though. She was, she really kind of does hold that story together. Like when you think something's gonna have a little bit of a, like maybe a little bit of a plot hole. No, Grandma's there filling it. She like fills in what's missing, if that makes sense.
Well, it's that's like Brenda Jackson really utilized her characters in the best way with this story.
Okay, so I was going to tell you guys that the books, The Rancher's Return, His Secret Son, and Honorable Seduction, His to Claim. I think that the guy that's married already is his to claim.
Oh, okay.
I
I'll write that
think.
down.
I think.
I'll look it up. I just didn't get a chance. I was reading this last night, so I didn't get to
Yeah,
research too
Mac,
much about
right?
the other books.
Mac is the one that's
No,
married.
Mac. Yeah, Mac is the one that's already
Yeah, it's
married.
his. He discovered his
Okay.
wife left. So his wife has left
Good.
him.
Nice.
But also, did you go look at the covers in this series? I mean,
No, I did
there's
not.
some handsome covers. Like, hello. I mean, actually, Mac's book. I was a little like, hello,
Oh,
sir.
see, I like book two a lot here.
Hello, sir. He
Oh,
could be.
yes,
So
please.
one of the things that I love,
No,
this
but
is
book two is very nice too. Here, oh, hold on, I gotta slide. It's not
this
working.
is this is funny.
This is
So
book two.
see, no shirt. Perfect.
And a
Perfect.
cowboy hat, because he likes his Stetson.
So I became friends with author Beverly Jenkins on Facebook after we interviewed her. And she was telling us that she has this Christmas tradition that not on Christmas Eve, but on the 23rd, she shares Beverly Jenkins' 24 hot chocolate moments. Okay. She has full permission from the models and the photographers. She shares these very sexy pictures, like one every 45 minutes of all of these very, very, very attractive black men on her Facebook. And they are hot. And I was like, oh, I wonder if this is one of Beverly Jenkins' cover models. So I actually messaged her and I was like, has he ever been on one of your covers for The Rancher Returns? And she's like, why, yes, this year he was the 4 o'clock hour hot chocolate. And I was
That's
like,
amazing.
thank you. Anyway, so yeah, if you're not friends with Beverly Jenkins on Facebook, you should absolutely become friends with Beverly
Just
Jenkins.
for the hot chocolate.
Just
Oh,
for
yeah.
December 23rd, because
I'm looking at all of these covers and
she
they're
archives
amazing.
them after at the end of the night. She archives them all, so we can't like go back and look at them. We have to
Oh,
wait for the next
really?
year of hot chocolate. Yeah,
That's so
we get
mean.
hot chocolate for one day and one day only.
That's a lot of hot chocolate,
It's a
though.
lot of hot chocolate, but it's well
Miss
worth
Bev
it.
is the
And
best.
Miss Bev, because you know, she's like, Miss Bev, I think, is like 76. She just sits at her computer and loads up her hot chocolate.
Girl does not look like she is 76, though.
I mean, she earned it.
She
Yeah.
is
She did.
a delight, tiny little powerhouse, but a delight. Okay.
Small but mighty,
Small but mighty.
definitely.
Did anybody have anything else they wanted to talk about with The Rancher's Return? I mean, it's only like
Yes.
247
Tammy.
pages. Oh,
Tammy.
Tammy.
I'm
How
like,
much did
you're
you
the
want to
one.
drown her
Screw it. Yeah.
in the
You're
pond?
screwing it up for all the rest of us. Like,
She's the person in the group project you don't want in the group project.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did
You kicked
like
her
how
off
all
the
of
island.
the students, like, once they kicked her
Stuck
to the curb,
around.
stuck
Yeah.
around. And I did love it. It's like three sentences of resolution that
Yeah.
professor,
Yep.
Oh,
the
yeah. He
chancellor
got
and
the
somebody,
heave
the
ho because
dean
he's a dirty dog.
all got fired in investigations
Yeah.
and stuff. And I was
Yeah,
like,
she wraps it all up.
Yes.
it does.
there was
Yes. And
nothing
I
left
needed
on.
that.
You needed that?
Yeah.
So I will say
I did.
the only
Same.
resolution that we did not get that I personally would have liked is him to call the Mississippi bartender and be like, I fell in love. I'm not coming. That's yeah. the only thing.
I think she got the message.
I mean, I felt like he needed to break it
well,
to her.
Didn't he did call her? He did call her
reschedule.
And tell her that he that
they
maybe
had to reschedule.
Maybe like next month. He didn't give a definite date though, right?
No, he didn't.
So.
He didn't.
No, he kept left it open ended. So maybe she's waiting.
So
still
is this
waiting.
You're mad at him because he didn't give her closure, or are you feeling bad for her because she
I
might
feel
still
bad
be
for the
waiting?
Bartender.
I think she should just be smarter.
Be smarter by a vibrator. Follow Miss Bev on
also,
Facebook.
Although she probably just found a different seal. So
I mean, how many seals are hanging around in Mississippi bars?
I don't know.
Stacy says it's just a booty call.
Yeah, but I needed him to let her down. Be like, I fell in love with my hot professor.
I also loved that the house that they stayed in, it wasn't like a bunkhouse. It wasn't like the guest house. It was the party house. And it was
yeah.
full of beer yeah. and wine coolers.
Well, and every time he's like, I went to the party house.
Yeah.
It's like he's 16.
Well,
going to the party
also
house.
When the guys were like, well, we'll stay in the party house. And he's like, no, you
he's
won't.
Like, no. No, you will not.
And I thought you could move her into your.
Yeah,
I know. That's what I thought.
I don't know.
But he didn't want that because then they couldn't. Do the stuff.
Well, oh, in front of grandma. Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet your grandma wears hearing aids when she
yeah.
takes that shit out. You can't hear anything.
Also, grandma knows
Gully's,
what's
speaking
going
of
on.
His
but also,
supersonic hearing.
Oh.
I did
oh,
want
yeah.
to talk about that.
Okay,
sorry.
Talk about supersonic hearing. It's fine.
Segway.
Did it annoy you?
I was like, what? I was like, I don't know, because he could hear everything. He could hear like his teammates like talking dirty to
like,
his wife at the wedding.
Man?
I was just like, it was just funny to me. I just thought it was kind of funny.
As somebody that is married to somebody with supersonic hearing,
like, oh yeah, I can hear a lot. I hear like I have very sensitive
I
hearing,
cannot.
But it just I thought it was
I
funny.
I mean, we all know I have like zero hearing half the time anyway. And
yeah,
if there's...
but you don't have documented hearing loss.
No, Jenny and Leah, you both have that. We'll give it to you.
It comes in handy sometimes.
Also,
I was
yeah,
almost waiting for
night,
like a psychic like side storyline or something there for a second. I was like, are we gonna
know,
get a
like,
little like
yeah, maybe they're like super
kinda...
soldiers?
Yeah.
I was
something.
Thinking like Spider-Man. Spider-Man works alone.
Something.
Yeah, maybe he's like the test subject for some new advancements.
Yeah.
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 Like Sonic carrying.
Yeah. I don't think she writes.
Maybe that's
fiction.
Why Flipper can like hold his breath so long.
Yeah.
Like
maybe Flipper's the sidekick.
5 minutes, five whole minutes under the lake searching for a car. 5 minutes.
It's been there for like how many years? And he just
yeah, but they weren't allowed to fish in the lake, place. So
well,
how deep is that lake?
That's true. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
I mean, it's a farm lake.
I'm sure that license plate would
car,
come off
but...
pretty easy, right?
Yeah,
because of rust and. Right?
I don't know.
It
depends. My parents, and my grandparents have like a couple of ponds on their property, and I know there's like stuff in them from people being stupid and not bothering to, you know, fish it out afterwards. And I mean, they get down in there and you don't really like unless you know it's there.
You don't know it's there.
Well,
yeah.
Like there's like plants and stuff that grow in there, so like it'll grow up around stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
too,
and depending
so.
On the soil conditions, I mean, it'll sink. You know, down a little bit too. So it's possible.
Those who wanted to listen to a book knew they were not getting or didn't know they were getting a lesson on pond bases.
Sorry.
Well, I was
no,
like,
it's fine. Jenny started it. Really.
I mean, that's.
Well, really,
yeah, that's what
supersonic
I'm here
hearing started it. So.
Yeah, sorry. That was me.
Well, that's fair though.
But
it
there was a train
is,
of
yeah,
thought.
That was funny, though.
We weren't off the rails, it was a train of thought.
Yeah, it's still part of the book.
Nobody went
yeah,
left.
Stayed on the book.
See?
Look at that.
Only
we
you,
actually
Leah.
Did really good, like, staying on topic tonight.
We did stay topic. Like, yeah.
Shocking.
Doesn't happen very often, does it? It's probably
well,
the lack of mention of foreskin that kept us on topic.
Oh, why? Why would you do that?
Because I can.
Why would you?
Okay, I mean,
gonna,
it's better
go,
than
I'm
the ranch.
Go back.
Like,
go back.
I've had problems with ranch all week, so.
You guys, did you look on the video from last week? Some of the comments, like Kelly K was like, wait, they get pregnant without the sex? And I'm like, oh, Kelly.
I was in the comments. I totally missed that.
I'm like, yeah, no one did it to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Anyway. So let's do our thumbs up or thumbs down for this book. Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I definitely like this. I was like, the last time I read Category, I was probably a teenager.
Yeah.
But I really liked how quick I could.
The audiobook was so quick. It was such a good audiobook. Yeah.
He's really good. I could listen to him all day.
And you didn't miss the female narrator. I think he did a good job that you didn't miss it. Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I really enjoy Brenda Jackson's books. Like, she just, in its category.
Leah is our category queen right now. 90% of what she's reading these days is category.
Yeah, pretty much. I'll read like two categories. So one like contemporary.
Yeah.
Amanda.
I was in such a slump. It's like a good spot.
It is a good spot. Amanda, thumbs up, thumbs down.
Thumbs up. I liked it. I liked the way Brenda Jackson writes. Again, it was fast, easy to read. There were no plot holes. Like, I get a little romantic suspense. I got a little military hero. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. And it was a thumbs up for me, too. I'm a huge Brenda Jackson fan. And actually, it was really great. Between last week's episode and this, it was the good reminder that when I am struggling in the current, what I'm reading, pick up
you
a category.
Fall back on category. I'm telling you. There's a something, happy place.
And there's something magical about it. Like, reading the books for the authors that I interviewed last week, like, they were so good. And it just made me remember, like, the feeling and I kind of do want to go buy a bunch of categories. Like, I was like debating, do we go to Costco this weekend or do I convince Mike he wants to go to the book warehouse in Dayton?
I can go into my mom's attic and get you like 7 boxes of category because she has saved, no joke, every single book she has ever gotten. So all of those Harlequin books that showed up in my house are still in my parents' old attic.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
That's amazing.
That is.
Yeah.
So Stacy is asking about where to kind of start with Brenda's backlist. And honestly, so you probably aren't going to like this. You do not have to start at the beginning with her. So she has, she kind of has it in sections,
chunks,
right?
Yeah.
So like the Westmorelands, Delaney's Desert Chic is from 2002. That kicks off the Westmoreland family. Delaney goes back to Colorado with her sheik. But there's Bachelors in Demand. There's Westmoreland.
Well, there's the Alaska series where it's like they're Westmorelands but not Westmorelands at the same time.
There's the Westmoreland trilogy. There's the Legacy. Catalina Cove, Westmoreland Legacy, The Outlaws, Man of Action. So really, and one of the things, and I know that Stacey's a read and order kind of person. I think that Brenda Jackson is one of those that you can just pick
you
up.
You can jump around, yeah.
I started with the Legacy Outlaws, which the Wifey Needs was where I started.
I read
like
that
that's one, a that's a 6 book series, and I think you can start there because it's in, you know, it's like a newer generation of the Westmorelands, and so you could start there, and I think you could go back and read the other ones. I think any of her like shorter series, like, you know, if you don't want to dive into the huge like original Westmorelands, I think any of those like spinoffs work really well.
Yeah. I think you could even start here and go forward. I think you will get some visits from the, at least Bane, maybe some of his siblings. Susie asks, oh, she got it. She asked what author we're talking about. We're talking about Brenda Jackson. One of the things that I really like about her stories is even though it's like millionaires, billionaire, rancher, they're all really relatable characters. I felt like Gavin was fairly relatable in who he was as a character.
Stacey, there's a series, it's To Love Again by Brenda Jackson. They're actually novellas. You might want to try those just to see if you like her writing style.
And they're newer.
Yeah, they are newer. They're from, actually from 2024. But there's three of them, but that might be a good, like, teaser into the way that she writes.
Bonnie says, I kind of want to write category because of the podcast. We can help you get there. I think that there is something very magical about category. And I say that over and over again.
Yeah.
Even though it's outlandish, like, Caitlin Crew, she, like, wrote a cult leader that falls in love with, like, an FBI investigator. Like, that's a little wackadoo, right? But the story actually worked. Like,
yeah. Well, and it, like, the nice thing about category is the different imprints have different things. Like, there's desire, there's intrigue, which is the suspense, there's
the presents.
Like, presents. There's so many different options where, like, all of intrigue is suspense. So it's like, if you're looking for suspense books, look for the HQN intrigue books. Like, and that's one thing I like about it is, like, there's categories for the category.
Well, and yeah. HQN Inspire is going to be more of your heartwarming, Hallmark-esque, lower steam, not open door. I think they fade to black. It might be on the sweeter side, maybe not quite fade to black.
Well, and depending on, like, when, who the author is and when the book was written, it depends on how open door they are too. So, like, that's the thing with category is, like, you have moments, but you don't have these extreme scenes either.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a nice blend between the two.
Okay. So if people enjoyed The Rancher Returns, what other books might they enjoy? Who wants to go first? Does anybody have any? If not, I have a list.
I have Janice Whitaker. She has her Moss Creek Cowboy series. I think it's two series now, but, like, she's has more and she's off shooting it. But all of these books would work. Like, if these are, like, if that you like those, like, this would work for you as well.
Did you have one, Amanda, or was that yours?
No, I was gonna say that one, but I also think too that I think Marie Johnson's Oil Barons works this as well. In that same vein, you're gonna get, you know, that kind of ranch style life without it being strictly cowboys. You know, and they're not super long books either. Everything gets wrapped up. I think those are very comparable.
Yeah. If you liked the suspense with the small town vibe, Shayla Black's Wicked Lovers series. The only downfall of those is they're written in duet style, so each couple has two books.
Yeah.
Full Measure by Rebecca Yarros. If you enjoyed the military aspect of this book and the emotions, then you might like that one. Wilder Brothers by Carrie Ann Ryan. Again, kind of Western vibe, former military veterans. And then Lexi Blake's Butterfly Bayou. Again, there's some former military, small town, a little bit of suspense. And then, of course, you know, the alligator. Julie Garwood's Buchanan Renard series, again, suspense, well-written, tight stories, no giant plot holes. Body Shot by Kelly Jameson. It's part of her Tequila Bar series that she has. All the three of them are former SEALs. And those were originally written as Love Swept category, which was, so Harlequin owns Harlequin, which is owned now by HarperCollins. Love Swept was Penguin Random House's answer to Category. So Love Swept was owned by Penguin Random House. So Body Shot was part of Penguin Random House. But so it's written kind of in that tighter storyline, quicker, shorter read for like a category. So any others that I missed?
I think if you want that same kind of vibe, but you want a little bit longer, more family saga, that you could totally do Come Sundown by Nora Roberts, which we did for like a group read. But that one kind of has the same like family vibes, I think. And you get a little side story with other characters falling in love. So
I agree. I also think Maya Banks' KGI's books are also in that vein. Also, just FYI, if anybody sees those in mass market out in the world, can you buy them and then let me know and I'll ship and send you money? That's my next collection, is the KGI books in paperback mass market. I'm following your lead, Amanda.
Yeah, I've acquired the entire...
Susie owns them. Susie, can I please inherit them? If your children don't want them, may I have them?
Becky's over here killing Susie off.
I just really want the books. I just really want the books. Accidents happen. I'm not going to have the accident.
It's just like this image of like Susie.
Susie's kids don't read.
Right? And Becky's going to be like, I'm sorry you're dead, but...
Yes, look what I got.
God.
That's my whole, like, so Amanda said the other day that she's really tired of, like, trade books. She's done. She's now collecting mass markets. And then I saw Tara DeWitt Saver is going to get a mass market pub.
Oh, like, I told you this, like, the minute I saw it, like months ago. I was like, did you all see this? Because I already pre-ordered it.
I have pre-ordered it twice now, in case anyone was wondering how many more times will I pre-order it. Who knows? Wow. I did it for the books officer. This is the truth. But I feel like mass market is my heart. So category and mass market is now what I am.
Do you know how many more of those I can get on my shelves?
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I mean, and I'm sure Mike Burrier wants to build more bookshelves for me, because we don't have nearly enough in my house.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have the space, but I've been, you know.
You have empty walls.
Becky has like two walls left. I
mean, my husband is not down for that.
Okay, the mugs are a bigger issue at this moment in my life, you guys.
That's fair.
I had to buy those like things where you can stack your mugs in your cabinet, because we have that many.
I don't even have cabinets. Between the tumblers, the Starbucks tumblers, and the mugs, and the Buc-ee's tumblers.
Yeah.
Like,
she's taunting me with it.
Things are...
So thinking of Buc-ee's, I was watching Christian and Anna Blakely last night on their like live that they do on Tuesday nights. And Christian had a Buc-ee's hat and like a Buc-ee's like onesie or something on.
Okay.
I didn't see that one.
It was like red and zip up. It might have just been a sweatshirt, but it was.
I could totally see him wearing that.
I could see him sporting an actual onesie. Yeah. I didn't ask that question, but I really wanted to.
I had to laugh because I saw someone shared a meme that said the golf of Buc-ee's. And I'm like, I would vote for that before Golf of America.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Buzzing About Romance. We hope you had as much fun as we did diving into Brenda Jackson, The Rancher Returns. Don't forget, we're back this Sunday with a deep dive into historical romance. Guys, I am going to spend an hour sharing all my love of The Bodice Ripper. And
there's going to be a little bit of nerding out and then some book recs.
A little bit of nerding, like, you guys, January has been the nerding dog. Out.
I'm ready for the nerd out.
Are we hating on my good doc? Nerd out. Let's not hate on the doc.
No, I was complimenting the doc.
Okay, so we're talking historicals, and we will share our thoughts on the genre, past, present, and future, and the bonkers. And next Wednesday, we'll be back next Wednesday reviewing The Search by Nora Roberts. So grab your copy and read along with us. If you want audio for The Search, Heather shared that it is in AnyPlay. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Head over to buzzingaboutromance.com for a list of all the upcoming books we're reading and other bookish content. Until next time, everybody.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at buzzingaboutromance or on Twitter at buzzingromance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.